the church, the sound of the church on Communion Day. The loamy gaggle of girls in white dresses, loads of them. I must be able to see over 20 of them at least, maybe over 30 of them. They're all occupying the front row, front rows, the front pews in the church. To the left-hand side of the altar is a stand put up specially for the day. It says, Our First Holy Communion Day. It has pictures of all the girls who are going to be making their First Holy Communion, and laminated pictures. Goodness, oh, there's, my goodness, there's Emily. Right, I probably be needing to restrain myself from waving from the front row of the balcony, because we did it. We secured the seats that we wanted, Ben and I. We got the right-hand side of the choir loft, so we're looking down on the sound. On a little table is a cruets and gifts that will be carried up to the altar at some stage during the, I think there'll be a mass. My own daughter hasn't arrived yet. Just behind us is the parents of Shifra, who one of Grace's best friends at school. I wish I could remember the names of all these parents. I have no idea. I see brothers and grandfathers or grandmothers who I, of course, have never met. But I do see a smattering of familiar faces. Up here in the choir loft, we're comparatively empty at the moment, and it's now 10:30. Below, everything's filling up. Some people are sitting quietly in the pews. Other people are smiling, looking around. There's a man just smiling around. Everyone's in their best bib and tucker. Kids are running around in the aisles, scampering about the place. People are chatting, generally hanging out. The service isn't due to start for another half hour. I've got a iPhone I'm recording this on. I've got my laptop with me. I've got a pink USB cable connector, so to make sure I don't run out of charge. But unfortunately, my network supplier, E-Mobile, can't even guarantee me 3G in the church. Waving, smiling, it's just really nice occasion. Behind the altar is stained glass. Some Calvary scene, really. Went to see that film recently, so I'm quite tuned into seeing Calvary. It's crucified Jesus. And then on the right-hand side of the altar is a statue of Jesus with a sacred heart burning out of his chest, burning with love for people. That's a symbolism. On the left-hand side is one of these saints. Wish I could remember which one it was, carrying a young child. Yeah, the church is normal with Roman Catholic churches, full of statues. There's nothing Puritan about here. The Roman Catholic tradition has always been exotic and colourful and rich. Quite different from the nonconformist Puritan tradition. Beheaded all the statues. There are some girls are wearing tiaras. I see a particular tiara in front of me. Not all are wearing tiaras, others are wearing veils. I think most are probably wearing something in their hair, flowers and stuff like that. But everything's white down there. Well, the parents aren't white, the girls are white. So that's it. The good news is that we've got the spot we want. We'll be able to take videos or photographs as they walk down the aisle after it's all over. I see the teacher. I see my daughter's teacher all dolled up into the nine pins, chatting with parents, walking around the place. She must be used to this. I think it's probably the right thing. They've spent the probably prepared classes for First Communion for several years. So, but it is a very big, exciting occasion. People have all sorts of celebrations arranged afterwards, after the religious or the ceremony. But the first thing that's common to everybody is that everyone will be going back to the school. I can see the other teacher who's prepared one of the other classes up there, right up at the front in the altar, chatting to a man in a suit with a purple tie and a purple shirt, rubbing his hands together. Very, very relaxed occasion. Okay, there we go. End of the second diary note.